This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, Brian Rose of LondonReal.tv is the example that if other men and women acted like him, we wouldn't be in this situation. But that's okay. That's what leaders are about. It's not about kissing his ass, but he's been around 9-10 years. He's been successful, and he's been censored. He hasn't backed down. And so his example of saying, we're going to have the biggest live stream ever. We're going to have the biggest event ever. We're going to quadruple down. That is the spirit of victory. And that's what they fear so much, is someone that knows that when other doors close, this happened to me when I wouldn't censor myself. I had the number one show in Austin. It was already syndicated. And it was like Jay Leno was talking about me. And I was like 27 years old. I've been on there like 4 years. And I didn't sell out. And they fired me. And like, I knew it was okay as I drove home. And like, all these doors just flew open. We have to know that's how the universe works. So this is a short segment. Long segment coming up. Brian Rose of London Real, an American there in London with his hit TV radio show. These big David Icke interviews and others. You don't want to talk about yourself, but let's talk about the energy and the decision. Next segment, when some stations join us, we'll get into the big event you're having. I want it to be the biggest ever. Because this is our event. It's all our events. What was the thought process as they start to shut you down and censor you and try to punish you, where you decided to just take the leap?
Yeah, well, you know, Alex, it was just a knee-jerk reaction. I think it was in my DNA growing up in San Diego, California. This concept of freedom of speech is just something I thought was normal. So my first reaction, we were banned on YouTube, was to upload another version and upload a vlog complaining about it with a link to the banned episode. So for me, this is a natural reaction. I never had to question it. There's been a few times where I looked at potentially the demise of my business, but I'm trusting the process and the energy of the people in the London Real Army.
Well, that's the purest answer ever. It's who you are. You're not bowing. You're not dying. It's not even a decision. It's who you are. It's a spirit.
Yeah, it is. My first reaction was, no, you cannot do this. This is not fair. This is not right. And as I further analyzed,
if everybody had that attitude, we'd already be 20 galaxies out. Yeah. If good people just didn't back down to the intimidation and just said, I don't care what happens. You want to fight, you got one.
And this is what we talked about at the end of the last conversation with Ike. Like, what are you going to tell your grandchildren you did, you know, in the great reduction of human rights of 2020? You know, did you sit at home and do as you were told? Or did you fight back? Did you question authority? Did you share these messages? Did you also start saying, why are we doing this? Maybe this is wrong. I think we're going to look back on this year, Alex, and we're all going to be judged. And leadership comes in many forms. It can come in many ages and many guises. And it's time for us all to step up and do the right thing. We all know what that is. And it's just the fear that gets in the way. It's been magnified by these governments. It's frightening here. Most people in this country are terrified to leave their house, even though it makes no scientific
sense. We'll talk about it when we come back. So, exactly. People are so depressed that submit, but when you rebel against the basic programming of the universe, when you rebel against them trying to suppress the basic programming, it's empowering. It feels good. The ultimate drug, is it not? Brian, have you ever felt better than you do now? We didn't talk before the show, but I'm guessing you feel the best you've ever felt.
I mean, it sounds strange in this time of coronavirus, but it's true, Alex. I've never felt more empowered. You know, I think I'm a wartime consigliere. I'm a wartime general. That's where I do my best work, when there's a fight. That's good with a startup. That's good when you're battling things out. But right now, I feel like I am just I'm channeling a better and other force. That's what it is. It's not even me. This is not about Brian Rose. It's not about London Real. Even this digital freedom platform is not ours. It's some separate entity that's owned by the people, and it's going to continue on even if I have my demise.
And Ryan, it's that authenticity and the courage they feel. That's what they fear, my friend, is that you're not trying to put an act on. You just said the whole key to it all. It's my DNA. I just did it. You didn't have to muster this. In fact, let me guess, you want to go further. You are holding back what you want to do.
I mean, mean, they call it poking the bear around here. And they said, Brian, would you please stop poking the bear? Every day I want to poke the bear. I like to push the envelope, and I don't like being told what to do.
Well, exactly, Brian, because they poked us. We'll be right back.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWars. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind.
Under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months, you are found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian.
A librarian. Having to do with books.
Yes, sir. Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. Your rights are as follows, Mr. Wordsworth. You are to be liquidated within a period of 48 hours. You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Illusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Illusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink, the narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Chancellor, the late Chancellor, was only partly correct. He was obsolete. But so is the state, the entity he worshipped. Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete.
We are not non-essential. We are not obsolete. But that's the hour, joined by Brian Rose, LondonReel.tv. I could ask. ask you 1,000 questions, Brian. I'm well known for interruptions. I've got a lot of things to say, but take over. What do you want to say right now to everybody?
Well, first of all, I love watching those Twilight Zone clips, man. Nothing cuts through the soul like black and white Rod Serling telling you exactly how it is. And, you know, those words really reverberated with me. You know, for me, what's been saving me this last week has been the mobilization of what we're calling the London Real Army around the world. They've really come out of the woodwork and said, Brian, we completely believe in you. We know we've been watching you for 9 years. We feel your authenticity. And like you told me, Alex, when you were a guest on my show last week, that's what scares them, is the authenticity of a conversation between two people in a room that's unedited and unscripted. That alone is the scariest thing in the world.
It's the human. I said I wouldn't interrupt, but it's the human interaction they want to shut down. It's that magic. You didn't social distance your show, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's energy in the show, in that show, and people feel it with their guts. I think you said that to me, Alex, and that's the most dangerous thing, because people know there's something there. And now it's the most banned piece of media on the internet. And what has been interesting is seeing them pull out their credit cards and actually vote with their dollars. And my grandpa was a hardworking cattle rancher from Arizona. And when I was a kid, he said, Brian, money talks and BS walks. And to see them in these times on the brink of a global recession that we haven't seen in 100 years, to put out $250,000 with some 7,000 plus donors in just over 24 hours. It's blown my mind.
By the way, I even interrupted you. I said I wouldn't. That sounds like a lot of money. Just the servers cost that. The cost. So when the people need to support you, support everybody, and to have your own platform. This isn't allowed. You've got to build this. Google has $700 billion.
Yeah, it's so true. There was a comment on one of my feeds the other day that said, I can stream for free. And I said, yeah, I used to be able to stream for free until I was banned. And now I've got to do it myself. And again, $100,000 for one stream. And so we're building a war chest for freedom. We're building a digital freedom platform that's its own entity. And that way, if they ban me, if I go bankrupt, if I disappear from this planet, this thing will continue.
Exactly. People have to get used to investing in alternatives, because we've been at YouTube forever investing in their evil.
Yeah, it's so true. And Alex, you said something earlier, which I appreciate. You are not a victim and I am not a victim. And I put out a video about this recently because, you know, in this culture these days, it was different than when you and I grew up. We celebrate the victim, not the hero. And I don't want to be celebrated because poor old Brian has been mistreated by the Goliath. No, that's not how I do it. I want
you
to be celebrated.
You want to dominate Goliath and rip his heart out.
Yeah, and I want to, I say thank you to YouTube, because you've just provided me a solution and an army with financial banking that I didn't even know I had, Alex. But thank you, YouTube. You just put $250,000 in this war chest for freedom, and you've just helped us fight this fight. So I look at every problem as actually an enabling act.
Exactly.
Like this happening.
Like, you have a victim mentality. It's like you're powerless instead of understanding judo. No, this attack, if you reach out to others, becomes power.
Exactly. And I want everyone following us to feel the same way. You know, it can't just be you and me at the front lines. We need everybody to step up and be leaders in their own life in all ways. And I'm telling the London Army to get ready physically, mentally for a fight, financially, because we need everybody out there leading. And they are showing it with their credit cards. And this is blowing people away. You know, I think it's got people scared at some of these big networks. And now, I mean, now try to ban me. I mean, you got a lot of people there. You got a lot of resources. This makes us strong. And again, I'm just a vessel for this message. That's all I'm trying to do. Honestly, Alex, every morning I get up and say, how can I step out of the way of this human force that does not want to be oppressed anymore?
Well, Brian, that's it. I want to get into your points. I say I want to interrupt it here. You make great points. I have to add things. I've watched your show a lot because I like watching a, you know, yogi leader or some, you know, guy out of Russia or somebody out of Japan or Africa. I love the different topics. I don't want to just hear politics. You're pretty progressive, pro-human, not liberal progressive, but, you know, your show's not even threatening them, except it's real, and they don't like the fact they don't own you and your show's getting more popular. So they're just kind of coming by and saying, we own you, and you're saying, no, you don't. But I mean, that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, and that's the strange part, Alex. This isn't a political show. This isn't, you know, anything about, you know, conspiracies or protesting. I have human conversations of all different kinds. And, you know, at the end of the day, we come to a final conclusion, which is this, we are all one aspect of humanity. You know, it's a theme I hear from you a lot, Alex. And this is the message we're putting out there. And everyone needs to come together and move this forward. And if you really love yourself and humanity, then you got to fight for these basic human rights. And, you know, that's what we want to do. This whole freedom of speech fight, the freedom of the press. I've never felt so vested in this. And everyone is responding alongside of that. So we're pushing forward. It's nice to have people out there that are warning us of this Hunger Games society and these other issues. It's good to put that front and center so we can act now so it doesn't happen.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't ban your David Icke interview because it was lies. They banned it because it looked way better than some $200 million production, you know, of something they celebrate like Hoffa or whatever. I mean, you watch it, you go, man, that was really fulfilling. Brian did a great job. David looked great. It just, the whole thing, I watched it with my wife, like I told you, in the hot tub, the pool, cooking dinner. We're first cooking dinner, and the kids were watching it, and I'm like, man, that was really good. And I looked at my wife, and I said, this will get banned. The next day, she runs in, and she goes, it's banned, it's banned. How'd you know? And I said, well, anything that good's banned. I mean, they just can't deal with the authenticity. The human to human. What he just said earlier is what they fear. It's human to human. I'll do a podcast called Human to Human.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And I know that when they get me to accept killing old people and they get me to accept starving the third world to death, that that's really myself and my family that are targeted. So I care about those people that are being killed, but I care about them out of self-interest. And Brian Rose is our guest at LondonReal.tv. Been around a decade. You know, millions of people reach every few days. Does some David Icke interviews. I've done them before. They go super viral. They're set to go to number one. And they kill it. And almost everybody else I know, including some of the biggest names out there that I won't mention, they get threatened and they roll over. And so I'm not gushing over Brian. It's just good to run into people. So many talk show hosts that are big out there that are well-known names who were told, don't go on Alex Jones' show or don't talk about these issues or we'll ban you. And they rolled over. And then it's always more, 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 more. And like, what's your soul worth? Because, I mean, for me, the feeling of having somebody call me up from YouTube or from some syndicated radio network and tell me every week, oh, we don't like this thing you did. We want you to do that. And then pretty soon it's like, hey, my cousin's got a product. We want you to plug it. And you're literally talking to somebody who doesn't even run the network. They're just there telling you what you're going to do, and you're not your own man. And you just realize this is slavery, ladies and gentlemen. So going back to you, Brian, I want to get into other subjects next segment. This is a shorter segment. But just what would you call this period of history we're in right now? Because you see it. You go out to the store. People love you more than ever. You're standing up. It's kind of best of times, worst of times, tell the two cities.
Yeah, it's almost like the Great Awakening, you know, combined with the Great Recession that's pending. And I'm really concerned about this economy. I really think it's about time we get, you know, hardworking people, you know, back to work. And you talked about some of these collateral damage that's going to start to be seen around the world. And I'm worried about that. And I think people have gone from fearing the virus and fearing death to fearing for their own livelihood, for their family, and for the future. And people are worried. And people are asking me, Brian, what do I do? And you know, I've been trying to put on these master classes and teach them how to digitize their businesses and you know, trying to give them that hope. But I really think we'll look back on this time in 10 years and find out what did we learn and did we grow or did we cower? And I see signs everywhere, Alex, that this is going to be one of our greatest moments. But it takes that leadership. And I keep trying to put it back on you know, the people that watch me, the London Real Army. I need you to lead, even in small ways, in your life. Anything you can do, you have to resist the temptation.
Exactly. They need to quit thinking of, like, a Brian Rose or an Alex Jones or a David Icke or a Donald Trump is up there doing it. No, they're literally the electricity down the power line. They're not just part of it. They're everything. We're just a small focal point or a little manifestation of a river going by. We're a little eddy pool that looks like a face for a moment, but then we disappear. But it's that river of all of us together that's the power.
Very much so. And, you know, I've always been a guy that doesn't ask for help. I do it myself. And so this was a real learning experience for me to do this whole crowdfunding piece. But I understand because I was giving them an opportunity to step up and even give $5, which I know they don't have or they could use for
better things. And by the way, I'm not bragging, but we were talking a few weeks ago, and I said, Brian, you always fund this off your own money. And like, it's bad. I said, they tried to shut me down too. You need to ask them for support. They want to support you.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, you've led the way in showing.
Well, I wasn't trying to get attention. I'm just saying, I was in the same position as you 15 years ago. We're like men. We're like, I can do this myself. I'll fund this. But no, we have to ask for help.
I know. It's the hardest thing to ask for help. It really is. But
talk about that. Because you were a big banker, successful. Well, what was it like to ask for? Doesn't it feel good? Because we're not weak when we ask for help. We're all together here.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big components of my show, if you watch, is that vulnerability. You know, I'll have championship boxers on that will cry 90 minutes into the show because they're reliving a moment in their life that actually made them so powerful in order to win that title because they owed a promise to their dying grandmother, because they were abused as a child. So I'm all about that on my show. Embracing it myself was really new, Alex. But again, it's about me getting out of the way and empowering those people, and now it's our fight. And now it's literally, it's 1,000 times stronger.
And what is it like when you have done everything yourself, and you're finally desperate? It's not about you, it's about the mission. You reach up for help, and the arm that reached down is even more powerful than you thought. And all of a sudden, it's like electricity. You're like, oh my God, I want other people to experience this. I need help, they need help. We come together, and it's incredible.
Again, it's a feeling I've never felt before. It's real human connection. I mean, to have people that actually have your back, you know, it's not about the money, but to just see that piling up.
Well, it's a symbol of their support.
Yeah, it quantifies the love and support out there. And I've never felt that in 9 years, Alex. I've never felt it.
Well, we were talking. We can do this off on record. I'll do it. 2 weeks ago, you were like, I'm going to go forward. I don't know. They're trying to bankrupt us. I said, just ask for the support. It's going to be bigger than you knew. And I'm not saying I did this. We were having a discussion. But people behind the scenes, this was a real discussion. And you made the right decision. And you're going to get persecuted for this. But it's just going to get better and better. That's what people know is they shouldn't be scared of the persecution. Yeah, it's rough up front, but it just gets better every time you go through that storm.
Yeah, you know, with love, you're going to have hate. And, you know, I think that hate is actually just a slight perturbing of the frequency of love. I think it's someone that really wants to love you, but their ego is getting in the way and they have to say, oh, that guy's that rich banker. He's just trying to get my money. But I think really they're like, wow, I wish I could be like you and I appreciate you standing up for my freedoms. It just gets a little twisted. And look, when you and I were young men, Alex, I'm sure we had those same feelings about some figures. So I just look at it all as energy. And yeah, I have taken flack.
Oh, exactly. I remember as a child looking up to movie stars and looking up to Arnold Schwarzenegger but hating him at the same time. When you grow up as a man, you realize how powerful and how weak we are at the same time. That becomes a joke. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, I mean, look, hate is just love that's been slightly perturbed. So it's all energy and it's all interaction. So when someone's out there hating me, I'm like, oh, I see where you're coming from. I used to be there too. I know.
At least they're hating you. At least they're focused on you.
Yeah, very much so. And I represent something that they aspire to, and that's great. And again, I want everyone to come along on this journey. But yeah, that's why I feel so alive right now, Alex, because this has been incredible. I've never felt this support from people. It blew me away yesterday. You know, I woke up in the morning and there was like 15,000 raised. We hit the 100,000 by 6 o'clock, and literally we were all jaw-drop shocked around here. And so it's just been amazing.
Well, you know my joke statement, I'm not bragging, and I know you did this on your own, but I told you, I said, I'm embracing and I don't care. And I said, you need to ask for support. I mean, you were already planning it, I know, but I mean, it's good. People want to do this. They want to fight back, brother, and they want leaders that aren't backing down. They want leaders.
Well, yeah, and I asked you off camera. I mean, you've got the roadmap on this, and I just said, Alex, what can I expect to happen? Because I don't see what's coming, and it's the shot you don't see that knocks you out. And you said, look, Brian, these are a few things that are going to happen, and this is what you can do. This has been one of the greatest moves we made. It's just so empowering, and it's still blown me away, but it's giving me even more energy, if that was even possible.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, like in Viva Vendetta, when they knock over the dominoes, everybody has just to make the decision in life. To make the right decision, then God will carry the rest of the way. We'll be right back with Brian Rose.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run. It'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have piped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vital Mineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how to land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
Welcome back, I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, is Trump a savior or is he a devil? Is he a saint or is he in league with Satan? Now, I know Trump, and, you know, it means nothing to me to know a president. It means nothing to me. Big wake-up call 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, immediately, Hollywood collects people like baseball cards. And, I mean, 25 years ago, I was at major directors' houses. I was at major parties. Brad Pitt was walking by, and I'm like, why am I here? And it was because they were collecting intellectuals, what they saw as intellectuals, and they saw the potential. And then I sit there, and I I watched this hysteria. And by the way, I'm out here on air going, oh, Hollywood tried to get me involved with them. Like, that's cool. It's like saying I rolled around on a dead animal on the side of the road or something. It's like, once I, you know, took a nap in a bathroom on the side of the highway, you know, it's not like I'm like bragging about something. But they put that up there like it's this unattainable magic world. None of that fulfilled me. And that's why they go along with it. They were like, why are you in these big movies? Well, I had no idea what was even going on until I did. And once I figured out what was really going on, I was like, you couldn't pay me all the money on the planet to be part of this. But see, not fighting it is the same as going along with it. That's what the Bible says. You were lukewarm, so I spit you out of your mouth. If you fight it, you're against it. But if you don't do anything, it's the same as going along with it. So I wanted to ask Brian Rose, let's get some political questions with him. What does he really think about President Trump? Because that's the big zeitgeist. And what does he think about this lockdown? He's an economist. He's been a successful banker. And this headline, coronavirus pandemic will cause famine in biblical proportions, UN says, London Guardian. But that's not true. It's the lockdown. The lockdown. That's what's causing it. And sure, there's real deaths, but they're so small compared to what the mass death's causing. And then I try to mention it, and the people attacking me have no idea that I know about the advertising firms that paid them money. And that's another thing. I intended to come on air today because it was the right thing to do and talk about some of the groups I know are getting communist Chinese money. And I don't know why, Brian. I can't even say their names. Maybe I will tomorrow, but that's an example of this whole metaphysical thing. Sometimes I consciously decide to say something, but then there's this other force comes in, and it's always right. That's why I've learned to follow it. Because I can override that force. I don't even know what it is. I mean, it's God, but it's like, people say, what does this mean? I don't know. That's why I'm saying to listeners, what is it where I'm ready to say something, I can say it, I'm not scared to say it, but then I don't say it? I guess that's God's mystery. But again, I'm babbling here. What do you think's really behind this virus? What do you think's really behind Trump? What do you think's behind crude oil at zero and 30 million starving to death? The UN says right now, but nobody cares. And I mean, what is this time we're in, Brian Rose?
Well, you mentioned trusting your gut, Alex, and I think that's an essential component here, but it's so hard to do when your brain is being scrambled by all these mixed messages. And when I see Trump at these nightly news conferences, and I watch him every night, I find them quite soothing and calming somehow. I see a man that's trying to trust his gut, and yet he's surrounded by people that are giving him conflicting logic. And he knows deep down inside that getting America back to work is the ultimate solution here on so many levels. And yet he's battling lots of strange forces, sometimes the same ones on that stage in the press room that obviously have conflicting agendas. And the many are being punished for, you know, what's happening to the few here. And there must be another way out, Alex. It's just madness. When you take a bird's eye view of what's happening, it makes no sense. But in a microscope, we've been convinced that it does. And so I think it's something's building up here where you're going to see a major decision that he makes. Either that or the public are going to get to a point, and you've seen the protests in Austin everywhere around the world where people just won't have it because they're going to be marginalized. This is going to have a generational effect on the class system, on people's wealth, on their livelihoods. And at some point, they're going to snap. And I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it. People are asking me. Strangely enough, people are joining my courses at record levels so they can learn how to take advantage of this information economy that we're in now, as opposed to this old industrial economy. So people are looking for ways out, Alex. They're clamoring for them. And I'm asking them, you know, how are you going to be remembered in 2020 as someone who is fighting in the front lines? You know, and sure, you're going to get damaged. You might bleed. You might die. Or do you want to be known as someone that lets someone else fight for their freedom? That's the question you need to ask yourself. We need to get back to work. We need to find a way. That's my message.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm going to play that every hour of the next week here, Brian Rose. You're absolutely right. And you can see at a spiritual, at a genetic level, Trump's for real. He's not perfect, but he's really trying to be president. He's really trying to empower people. And he's just surrounded by a bunch of liars. And he's gone through so many tribulations. But every tribulation we go through together with him, it just gets worse. There's got to be some point where you cut the head off the snake.
You know, Alex, you've seen what I do here. It's 2 hours of long-form conversations where you get to see the real person because we don't edit anything. And funny enough, Alex, that's what these new news conferences are. You see Trump for 90 minutes, 2 hours, being real. And I can see inside a man who deeply cares about the American people. I don't care what anyone says. When he describes those doctors suiting up to that hospital, to go into that hospital in Queens, which is next door to where he grew up, he calls them heroes. He's almost breaking into tears. So for anybody that says this man isn't genuinely aligned with their interests, I don't believe it. And that's been the most eye-opening thing for me ever, to see that real, authentic person. And there's nobody else I'd rather have.
With Trump I've never put on air because I don't have words to describe how authentic it is. Like, you think Trump on TV is authentic. When I've had these long conversations with Trump, and he's like, listen, I always believe in God, but I've been prayed for at these churches, these black churches. Have you felt it, Alex? I've never been in a rock concert that has that much spirit. You know, we're gonna free American Christians. And I'm like, sir, that's not my big lobbying point. He's like, I know. What do you think about the spirit of those rallies? I want to talk about the spirit. I go, well, sir, I feel it. I'm a Christian. He goes, I know. I was never not a Christian, but I feel it so strong now. When you see him on TV going, I'm a changed man, I felt God, he literally has, not getting holy roller here, but he's got the Holy Spirit. Trump never had this till I think he was like running for president. He wasn't a devil worshiper, but he was kind of in between. I think like Saul on the road to Damascus, Trump got hit by the bolt of lightning.
I think so, and I think these difficult times has made it happen even more. It's elevated his consciousness, his energy, and he is a spiritual guy. You know, I'm expecting him to get emotional at one of these things, and I think that's a powerful thing. Again, back to what you said, you know, vulnerability can show you that someone's real. It's where the fight comes from in people, and this man deeply cares, and he's working so hard on this.
And well, see, that's the thing. When Trump listens to my show, and I know he's going to watch this probably later, I'm not bragging about this. This is real, folks. He feels the spirit of authenticity. And that's what I'm saying is the more you have it, the more I have it, the more he has it, the more we all have it, that's what is the spirit. It's being real. Like sin is lying about who you are instead of just coming together and not being insecure.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. And that's the ultimate lesson today, I think, is be authentic, be yourself, speak your mind. That's one of the things that David Icke always says at the end of my episodes. He says, Brian, speak your mind. Say how you feel. Don't worry about what Twitter says you should say or the politically correct thing to say. Go with your gut, be authentic, and just say it and move forward like that. And I think that's just incredible advice. We all self-censor way too much these days. I think that is one of the paths forward, that taking action and moving into the fear.
All right, let's get Brian Rose's predictions straight ahead here, folks. You got to go to LondonReal.tv, support him. I know what it's like when they censor you, like happened 2 years ago. We had to spend everything we had just to launch the servers. Please go support him. It's hard to tell the truth. Help him get up on his feet to really fight the enemy.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Syndicated radio TV show. Over a million conservatively tune in every hour, and they'll say, man, Jones is sure praising this Brian Rose guy a lot. What's the point of that? Well, you know, when we celebrate courage, we celebrate what's good in all of us. And it's a celebration of truth that we're all engaged in, and nothing has value like courage. Nothing has value like truth. Nothing has value like the genuine. And that's why they always tell you I'm not genuine. I'm so damn genuine, it's ridiculous. And I'm not bragging, folks, but I mean, I'm genuine. And you all have discernment. You know that, and you're genuine. And Trump is genuine. Why do you think they're so scared? Because there's not just the fake in the world, the Hillarys, the Pelosis, the Maxine Waters of the world. There's the Angela Merkels. There's the real in the universe. But see, the counterfeit doesn't want you to know the real. And so I want all viewers and listeners to know something. I
grew up with parents and the parents that grew up in the Depression. And no matter how much money we had, I had to go out and have jobs when I was 10 years old. And I had to buy my own shoes. And I had to, and I got it now. My kids are spoiled compared to the way I was. But there was almost always this guilt that we were even successful or we were smart. Instead of the job we had, the mission that we were smart and successful, we should go out and help others. Instead of the evil going around using the fact that they're empowered, but they're using the fact that they're aware of what's going on against the general public, it's our job to expose that. And so that's what I'm trying to get into here today, is that, yes, everyone is freaking out right now because world government's here, forced inoculations here, the attack on the families here, the cashless society, embeddable microchips are here. And people are getting scared. And I just have to say to folks what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And I remember David Icke used to come on my show 25 years ago and just harp that you are living in fear. Not me, but the listeners. But I was coming off like I was scared. It was actually aggression against it. And saying, get past the fear. Get past the fear. And I wasn't getting it because I didn't have fear. But the message of the public that's paralyzed by fear, that's the worst place to be. So, Brian Rose, you say you didn't get past the fear. But studying what happened with you, because you're so rare with a prominent person, millions of people you reach every day, you know, 10 years on YouTube, your own media thing, you're very successful. You don't brag about it, but you're very successful. Everybody knows that. You didn't come as a business model to challenge the New World Order. You just thought out of all your interviews, you interview who you want. They tried to punish you and you didn't back down. And in that is the essence of the thought process. But you just said the truth. There wasn't a thought process. It was spiritual. It was default. So what about folks that don't feel like it's a default? I think they don't know it's default. I think they've let their fears get on top of that and the emotion and the propaganda. But I think if they really focus in deep down, that it is their default to not be a slave. How do you elaborate on that?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, Alex, you know, I posted on social media the other day that you're a legend, and you are, and I appreciate your authenticity and your courage through all this stuff. It's been really powerful for me to watch. You know, on the other hand, fear—that is the only thing that's stopping us at the end of the day. And I think if you can see your own relationship with fear and ask yourself some simple questions, there is a way through, even if your knee-jerk reaction is not to step up, to fight back, to go into the gunfire. And ask yourself, what are you scared of? Even to the level of, are you really scared of dying? Are you really scared of being broke? Are you really scared of all of these things? What is the worst that can happen? And start asking yourself, would you rather, you know, live free or die? What is the story of your life going to be? What is going to be your greatest moment? I think people start asking themselves these questions right now, and they can understand the way that they're knee-jerk reacting and behaving here, because 99% of us act in a way to things that never actually come true. And so we live in these phantoms of fear that cause us to live these quiet lives of desperation. And that's most of the world. And when they see someone stepping up, they want to rally around it because they see that in themselves. But everyone has this power, Alex. They do. They just need to really think about this. I think everyone can become powerful.
Brian, I agree with you. But it's not an overnight process. People have to realize revolutions aren't won overnight. This is a globalist revolution against our revolution, a counter-revolution. I believe they're failing. But when you talk about it backfiring, get into that, because I really respect your view. I see that as well, but your perspective on how it's backfiring, because I mean, the fact that this hysteria hoax, the virus is real but overblown, the hysteria hoax is only 2 months old, and as Mark Twain said, a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on. But the reaction is so explosive already. I would expect a reaction in 6 months, a year. It's coming on stronger than I thought. Quite frankly, it scares me, though, because you put these two forces together. I mean, when I say scared, I'm just, this is not a time to be sitting back saying we're bored.
Yeah, and look, I think this lockdown will no longer be tolerated. I think 2 months out from now, you are going to see some real civil unrest. You're going to see people push back. And I think it's time to open this economy up. I think it's time to put your faith in the innovation of the American worker. I think there is so much more we can do here, so much more we can innovate on everywhere that's going to take us to the next level much more than we fear. Again, we're all in fear that what's on the other side is even worse than it is now. I'm the opposite. I think what is on the other side is a massive recovery, new businesses, new ideas, new ways of dealing with something that looks like, you know, a two-dimensional foe. And it's not. It really isn't. It's
by the way, you just said it. If they convince us we're done and it's over, it is. But we can do unlimited things with our potential now if we just know that's the truth.
Yeah, and people have to step into that. Everyone is powerful enough to do it. It doesn't happen overnight. You're right, Alex. It comes through an entire daily practice. It comes through building that sense of self, through listening and learning, but then taking action. That's always the missing component. And we see it out there, Alex. We see a lot of people that hear these messages of ours, and they don't actually take the action. They don't, quote-unquote, pull the trigger, as we say, and step into that unknown. But if they do, they'll realize that 99% of what they thought was going to happen doesn't. And there's real bedrock.
Oh, absolutely.
There.
When you take action, it's always better. I mean, not maybe not first level, but third, fourth, fifth level. It just gets better. Brian Rosen, LondonReal.tv. Final statement then about action, about living in your own destiny, not somebody else's program destiny. What is your parting words for this audience?
You know, I think this is an incredible time of reflection. I think this is potentially the greatest learning experience of our entire life. And honestly, this is a dry run, Alex. Let's be honest. This could have been much, much, much worse. We could have been seeing 30% fatalities.
Oh, it's a beta test. You're dead right.
Oh, you know, we lived through the plague in this city. You know, we saw just complete devastation. That's not what's happening here. This is a test. This is a way to prepare yourself for the real one that's coming. This is a time to prepare your business, to prepare your personal life. Stop waiting for the handout from the government. Stop waiting for the handout from your employer or from anyone else. You need to bulletproof your own house. And that comes from your physical presence. That comes from your financial future and your spiritual mindset, to where no one can run the show in the future. Because that's what's coming. That is what's coming. The Hunger Games Society, the mind
program.
You just
said it, though. This is a fire drill from what's really coming. Instead of this being the globalist takeover, this is our opportunity to get self-sufficient.
This is nothing. This is literally like, you know, in the old days where they would put the dead virus in you and you would build up to it when the big one would come. So we are in preparation. I am getting ready here. I am literally building myself for the big fight while everyone else is saying, wow, that was tough. I mean, this is nothing that's happening right now. And the people that build now are going to be the ones that dominate in the future and liberate the rest of us. So that's why I'm excited, Alex. I can see you're supercharged right now because I know that I'll be having to lead in the future, and I'm ready.
No, you're right. It was in 2008. They had the dot-com bust. I had a $1 million house, $100,000 in the bank. I sold my house. We moved into an apartment, and I said, I'm putting it all into the InfoWar where no one else was. And I just knew it would do all this, and it happened. And now is the time, like you said, don't pull the horns in, put the horns out. I'm impressed, Brian. I've always loved your work. I've watched you at least 3 or 4 years, and I love you, and I appreciate you. I can't wait to meet you in person. And your courage is a total inspiration to all of us.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate you. It is the time to expand, not contract. And again, I appreciate your courage and authenticity. It's helped me through a few difficult days over here.
We love you, brother. That man has strength. He's very successful. He didn't back down. That's the spirit. That's the fighting spirit. Hour number 4 with Jason Jones and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.